in insulin, but no changes in the basic control of the disease.
Can you remember any diet sheets around the house or scales for weighing food?
Yes, we went through once following a visit to the hospital, and I'm just trying to remember. I can't truly remember a chat with a dietitian, but certainly diet sheets, no question about it. We would have had diet sheets, and my mother certainly had scales with weights. But it's rather like here's a good idea. We must get the equipment and the diet sheets. And when you get them home, they're put on the shelf and put to one side, and you carry on with life as you practice it before you actually saw the dietitian. So we paid lip service to the idea rather than took it very seriously, because, as I say, the regime that we'd adopted over what was then a growing length of time, which was a considerable time, 6 or 7 years, appeared to be working all right with no ill effects. You know, why should I get into weighing how much potato I was going to eat, or, you know, should we have half a scrambled egg or a whole one? Just do it sensibly, and, you know, avoid cream cakes and lashing to sugar and whatever else. But now, you know, if you want a pint of beer, have a pint of beer.
When you started school, have you got any memories of the attitudes of your fellow pupils or teachers to you being diabetic?
I think at school, I wasn't personally aware of my fellow pupils, students, even being aware that I was diabetic. Now, my mother would have made it known to the school authorities, the headmaster, or even my form master or mistress. But I certainly wasn't aware of any special treatment. I never ever used diabetes as a reason for not doing a cross-country run or whatever. So no, I wasn't aware that there was any special treatment. As I say, I'm not sure whether I mentioned it earlier.